There's a reason everyone puts hiking in their dating profile. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. Is it because everybody loves getting out into nature,
yes,
taking a big whiff of that alpine air and soaking up the great outdoors?
Absolutely.
No,
I take it. It's not.
What? Why not?
It's because it makes you look better when you tell people that you have hobbies besides yourself.
That's true. Yep, I'm a gold collector.
Mm-hmm.
I have so much gold.
And if they just wrote walking, it wouldn't have sound as good.
Yeah,
no.
I'm a walker.
You put hiking down because it makes other people more likely to want to sleep with you.
Okay.
And that's the way our entire society's built. It's all about appearance, not so much substance.
Mm.
Isn't
okay,
that right,
sad.
Kim K?
And
Kim K.
And sure, you could sit there and moan about it and say, this is dumb. People are stupid. Or you can take advantage and have people think that you're amazing when you're actually not that great.
Okay.
This is what I need.
I like where this is going.
You're saying perception is reality.
It is.
Okay.
And there's one app that's going to help you do that. It's called Bond.
Ooh, and are we going to be James Bond? Is that what you're saying?
Spies.
It allows you to rent a team of personal bodyguards to follow you around and make you look super important threat to your life.
I've always thought of this. Of course there's an app for it. That's awesome.
Like, real people are going to show up and walk around with you with fake earpieces in, or what are we talking here?
Here's the thing. You're not just getting some random dude with, like, a big beer belly that's wearing a black t-shirt that says security on it.
Oh, that's all I need.
They have actual guys who look legit with the suits and the earpieces, and their list of agents even includes former Secret Service members.
Whoa.
Oh my gosh. I want to do this on a date so bad.
So you're saying this isn't just like Uber drivers who took another part-time gig?
No, these are legit security team professionals.
Wow.
You can order your bodyguards to come armed or unarmed, depending on how serious you want to come across. And before this app, if you wanted to hire bodyguards, you'd need to contact an actual security agency. Mm-hmm. You'd have to reserve your bodyguards 24 hours in advance.
Oh, I know. It was such a pain. Let me tell you about it.
It was.
And it would cost a lot, right?
Cost a lot. At least $500 for the simplest package. But with the app, Bond, the premium service only costs $4.99 per month.
What?
What?
We're doing a subscription service even.
Yep, and the rental fees, if you actually just want to get one of the bodyguards, starts as low as $30 an hour.
So I'm getting why do I not trust a discount bodyguard?
They're not actually going to protect you.
Oh, they're not?
No.
It's all for show,
just to make yourself look really important.
Yeah.
Okay, so for $30 a day, I could get someone to walk me in and out of work every day, and maybe our bosses will think I need a raise. Is that what you're saying?
That would be a big waste because no one's around when we get
That's
in.
That's a good point.
No one would see that. When would be a good time?
Okay, yeah.
Like, you could do this during a night out drinking with your crew.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. If you wanted to be escorted from bar to bar and have everybody feel like movie stars.
Oh my god.
Date night's about to be lit, dude.
Everyone would think you're a celebrity.
Yep.
It'd be like, oh my god, who is that? I don't know. It's gotta be somebody
like Google in and out of my Jetta, like driving around.
That is a good point.
I know it might all sound crazy, but there's actually a lot of other services out there that allow you to rent kind of unusual things in order to make you look better.
Okay.
Like, you can rent a wedding cake.
What?
Why?
Rent it like you have to return
it? Nowadays, wedding cakes are so expensive.
They
just
are.
Like a regular two-tiered cake can cost upwards of $500.
It's insane,
it's
man.
Like, it's like a second dress.
Dude, why do you think I serve pie at my wedding?
Yeah,
all right.
Your wedding was lit,
so if you wanted to save a bunch of money, you can rent a fake wedding cake for a fraction of the cost. And they'll wheel out the beautiful fake cake for the photos.
Oh.
And then afterwards, it'll be wheeled into the kitchen where they
that's
say it'll
smart.
Be cut up, but instead you could just serve a bunch of Costco sheet cakes.
Oh, that's going down.
Dude, I like that.
Smart.
That's genius. And they have all this, like, there's a cake shop by my house that has, you know, the displays in the window, and the displays are amazing.
Oh, oh wow. You're planning ahead for your second wedding already?
I'm just saying. No, we could do it at our anniversary. I don't know.
Also, did you know you could rent a casket now for a funeral?
Rent
it.
They're very expensive.
Yeah, like,
and what are you going to do with it? You're just going to put it in the ground.
Exactly. Because these mahogany, bronze, or copper caskets can sell for as much as $15,000.
Wow.
But now you can just rent an elaborate casket for your funeral for less than $500 just for the show. Then once the service is over, you dump your deceased loved one into an old pine box, or you can have them cremated and save all that money.
you know, I'm not a big casket person. I don't want one at my funeral, but I would go for that for sure.
For the rented casket?
Yeah, I would tell my family, rent that thing. You don't need to put money into something.
I'd want a nice pink casket I'd be in.
I bet you never thought of this one, though. How about renting your next door neighbor's garage?
Why?
What?
Instead of spending money on an expensive storage unit, you can check out the app Store With Me. And then you can rent space from your nearest neighbor, and you can rent out someone's basement or their shed or attic or garage and pay for a lot less than an actual storage unit.
Laughing because our neighbor actually approached us about this a couple months ago.
Oh, no way.
They were doing a renovation. They're like, hey, do you have any room in your garage for all our furniture? I'm like, yo, dude, I got, I can't even fit my car into my garage. I go, you could come look at it if you want.
Yeah.
He was very disappointed.
Oh, so this will get used.
Needless to say, he did not trust his furniture with us.
Yeah. No surprise there. The problem with that is you just can't go in after hours to check out your stuff. Because the family will be asleep. Yeah. So.
Just 2 a.m. Yeah.
And then finally, if you want farm fresh eggs without a huge commitment,
every day,
look into the app Rent the Chicken.
Oh.
The cheapest option is $400 for a rental hen.
What?
And you
why
can,
so much?
You can keep the chicken from April all the way to October. And you're entitled to all the eggs that hen lays in that time.
And then you give it back in the winter?
The end, there's an option where if you fall in love with the chicken, you can adopt it.
Aww, that's cute.
Or eat it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
you guys, you just invested $1,000 into eggs.
Text into 78592. Tell us which one of these rental services you'd be interested
in. All of them.
Oh, yeah. I'm getting that cake, man.
Yeah.
I don't know what for.
Your phone tap's coming up right after this.